kind of having withdrawals. I missed 2 months in a row.
今天我很高兴在这里，过去的两个月我都没有来到这里。
But I am so glad to be back with you today.
今天我又回到这里，真的是很开心。
This morning we're going to talk about the surrendered life as a believer in Christ.
今天上午我们要讲奉献的人生。
If you have your Bibles or you want to follow along on the screen, we're going to look at Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
如果你有圣经的话，可以打开圣经或者看屏幕上的经文。今天我们要看罗马书十二章一到二节。
During the reign of Queen Victoria, a heartwarming story made its way to the headlines of the British news.
英国维多利亚女王统治时期，一个非常暖心的故事上了新闻的头条。
The stories told of a homeless mixed-breed puppy that wandered the streets and came to the feet of a sentry outside of St. James Palace.
故事是这么讲的，一只无家可归的杂种小狗，它在街上流浪，后来它走到了圣詹姆士皇宫外面哨兵的脚边。
The puppy was covered with snow and he was both hungry and cold.
这条小狗身上满是雪，又冷又饿。
The sentry picked up the dog, he fed him and he gave him a home. His name was Jack.
这个哨兵呢，把小狗抱起来，喂它吃的，又给它一个家，给它起名叫 Jack。
Jack became so attached to the sentry that he was adopted as the mascot for the Scots Guard.
这条小狗杰克非常依恋这个哨兵，所以就被领养成为苏格兰卫队的吉祥物。
During the Crimean War, Jack could be seen stride for stride with his master on the battlefield.
在克里米亚战争时，人们看见小狗紧紧跟随他的主人在战场上。
When his master was mortally wounded during a battle, Jack stood faithfully by his master's side until both were removed from the battlefield.
他的主人在一次战争中受了重伤，杰克忠实地站在他主人的身旁，直到他们被抬出战场。
Hearing of the courage of the notable dog displayed, Queen Victoria was deeply touched.
维多利亚女王听说了这只小狗的英勇事迹，就深受感动。
She had a miniature Victorian cross made.
她就叫人做了一个很小的维多利亚十字军章。
This is Britain's highest military decoration for gallantry, and she placed it on the collar of the dog.
维多利亚十字勋章是英国最高级军事勋章，他把这个勋章放在了小狗的项圈上。
However, Jack did not live for an award. He lived for his master.
但是 Jack 他不是为奖赏而活，他是为他的主人而活。
For the next 12 years, Jack would make his way toward the iron gates of the cemetery, and he would lay down upon the grave of his master.
接下去的十二年 ，Jack 每天都穿过墓园的铁门，躺在他主人的墓边。
There, Jack would lay every day between meals until the day he died.
每天吃过饭后，他都会到他的主人的墓旁，天天如此，直到死的那一天。
The 12th chapter of Romans begins a new division in the book.
罗马书的第十二章开始了这本书的新篇章。
It is here that Paul takes the great doctrine of salvation, their truths of chapters 1 through 11, and he applies them to everyday life.
在这里，保罗把第一章到第十一章中的救赎真理应用到日常生活中。
It is here where Paul links atonement for Christ and practicality, redemption and response and salvation and service.
在这里，保罗把基督挽回祭的真理和实践连接，把救赎和回应连接，把救恩和服事连接。
Preachers of old used to say, the gospel has a believing side, and it also has a behaving side.
老一代的传道人曾说，福音有信心的一面，也有行为的一面。
Here Paul describes for us conduct instead of creed, deeds rather than doctrine. The bottom line, religion, is obedience to his teaching.
在这里，保罗向我们描述的不是信条，而是行为；不是教义，而是行动。这是基督信仰的底线。
This behaving side of the gospel is a description of the surrendered life for the believer.
信仰当中行为的一面讲的就是信徒将生命完全献给主。
Our text this morning addresses four aspects of that gospel.
我们今天要看的经文从四个方面讲述了奉献的人生。
What is this surrendered life? Well, let's find out from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
奉献的人生到底是什么呢？我们一起来看罗马书的第十二章一到二节。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Will you bow with me for a short prayer?
我们一起来低头祷告。
Father, take your word, bless our hearts, and may we be obedient to you.
天父啊，请用你的话来祝福我们的心，让我们来顺服你。
It's in your son's name we pray.
以耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Amen. All right. First of all, the petition for a surrendered life. If you go back to that first verse, he says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God.
首先我们来看保罗这里的请求过奉献的人生。我们一起来看第一节的第一部分。
So the behaving side of the gospel includes a couple of things under that. First of all, it's the burden of the petition.
信仰当中行为的一面包括好几个部分。第一个部分就是请求的负担。
The word that Paul uses here for appeal is parakaleo, which is a Greek term. It indicates that this petition is both urgent and personal.
保罗在这里用的这个词劝，它是一个希腊文，表达的意思是一个紧急个人的一个请求。
In other words, this call from God is an urgent appeal requiring personal application.
换句话说，这是来自于神的呼召，请求我们去个人应用。
Paul is saying literally, I beg you to come alongside me and take a stand for the gospel.
保罗在这里实际上是在讲，我请求你和我在一起，为福音站立得住。
The hour is late and our responsibility is great.
时间不多了，我们的责任是大的。
This is no time for a half-hearted devotion to Christ.
现在不是三心二意信靠基督的时候了。
True Christianity is not merely a set of beliefs, but rather it is the life of Christ lived out in the surrendered lives of believers.
真正的基督信仰不仅仅是一套信条，而是基督的生命在信徒生命当中活出来。
This was the burden of Paul's heart.
这是保罗心里的负担。
Paul then addresses the basis of the petition.
保罗接着就说了请求的基础。
Therefore, he says, by the mercies of God.
因此他说， 以神的慈悲。
Therefore, on a door like the hinge, swings the door opening the way from the declaration of truth to the demonstration of truth.
Therefore, 就是因此这个词就像门的合页从真理的宣告转到真理的实践。
The therefore of salvation, of which Paul has written in Romans, and the therefore of sanctification lead to the therefore of surrender and service.
保罗在罗马书里写的救恩和成圣的道理，在这里引到了奉献和服事的实践。
Paul calls these the mercies of God.
保罗把这些叫做神的慈悲。
Does not the love of Christ constrain us to surrender our lives to Him?
难道神的爱不是激励我们把生命献给主吗？
The pain, the passion, and pathos of the cross, they call us to full surrender.
十字架的痛苦、热情和感染力呼召我们完全的降服。
From that great hymn, mercy there was great and grace was free.Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty. Where? At Calvary.
有一首圣诗说，在那里主赐下大恩典，在那里主赦免我罪愆，在那里罪担得自由，脱罪担得自由，在各个他。
It is by His mercies that we are not consumed.
因着神的怜悯，我们不致消灭。
His mercies are new how often? Every morning.
他的怜悯是每天都是每早晨都是新的。
By the wounds of the cross, Christ claims the right to be our Lord.
因着十字架上的伤痕，基督宣告他是我们的主。
Johnny Sanders and his son went from Bastrop.To Monroe to pick up Dr. H. Leon Edelman at the airport.
Johnny Sanders 和他的儿子开车到蒙肉的机场去接 Edelman 博士。
He was scheduled to preach a revival for them in the church that Johnny served as pastor.
Edelman 博士要在 Johnny 牧养的教会带领一场奉兴聚会。
Johnny and Dr. Edelman did a certain amount of catching up as they drove back to Bastrop, Louisiana.
他们开车回 Bastrop, Louisiana 的路上花了一点时间叙旧。
Just as they reached the city limits of Bastrop, Dr. Edelman asked, Johnny, what kind of car is this?
正当他们快到 Bastrop 的城市边界时 ,Edelman 博士说 ,Johnny, 你开的是什么车?
He said, it's a Buick.
他说是别克。
And Dr. Edelman said, I think I have a Buick.
Edelman 博士说，我觉得我也有一辆别克车。
Johnny waited for more, but that was it.
Johnny 等了一下，看 Edelman 博士是不是会继续讲，但是博士没有继续讲。
Johnny not only knew that he was driving a Buick, Johnny remembered that Mr. Edelman's new white Oldsmobile.That Mrs. Edelman used to drive him to and from the airport when Johnny was a student at New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary.
Johnny 不仅仅记得他自己开一辆别克车，他也记得 Edelman 博士有一辆新的 Oldsmobile 车。当 Johnny 还在新奥尔良神浸信会神学院上学时 ，Edelman 太太常常开这辆 Oldsmobile 车去接场。去机场接送 Edelman 先生。
Johnny said he not only knew what he was driving, he even knew what he wished he was driving.
Johnny 说，他不仅仅知道他现在在开什么车，也知道他梦想要开什么车。
Dr. Edelman was so consumed with surrendering his life to the Lord, he didn't realize what kind of car he owned.
Edelman 博士他全心的奉献给主，他都不记得他自己开过什么车。
That's surrendering your all.
这就是奉献我们所有。
So consumed with the Lord that his And so consumed was he with the Lord and his word that he didn't even know what kind of car he owned.
他对神和神的话语热情万丈, 以至于自己有过什么车都不记得了。
Let's look at the second thing we can gather from this text.
It's 我们来看第二点。
The price or priority of a surrendered life.
奉献的人生的代价或者首要任务。
The second part of that verse reads, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
这部分的经文说, 将身体献上当作活祭,是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的, 你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Paul uses a graphic analogy of a sacrifice to describe the price, priority of a surrendered life.
保罗在这里用了逼真的献祭的比喻，说明奉献的人生的代价和首要任务。Please
note here, the living sacrifice described, it is a consecrated sacrifice.
请注意在这里，活祭是完全献上的祭物。Present
in that verse that we read is the same word used of the Levitical priest in the presentation of the sacrificial offering before the Lord.
献上这个词和立位支派的祭司在主面前献祭用的词是一样的。This
consecrated sacrifice is given over completely and entirely in its sacrifice.
这个献上的祭物是完全的，是彻底的摆上。This
tense implies a definitive, decisive act of surrender.
这个词的语态表示是一种确定的，是一种决定性的奉献的动作。The
lambs offered were completely consumed by the sacrificial fire.
献上的这个羔羊是完全的被祭火燃烧。It
is also a complete sacrifice.
这也是一个完全的摆上。The
scripture says, your bodies as a living sacrifice.
经文说, 献上身体当作活祭。
This is the practical aspect of our surrendered lives.
这是我们奉献的人生的实际操练。
In other words, the only avenue through which God can reveal himself is through our lives.
神要神的生命从我们身上彰显的唯一的方式，就是要奉献的人生。This
addressed the dualism of religion, both good and evil, of the platonic, the intimate or affectionate relationship that we can have with Him. It was characterized by that day.
这句话是针对当时的柏拉图思想里面的宗教二元论说的。
That dualism allowed people to rightly believe, but then behave differently.
柏拉图的二元论说，我们所相信的和我们所做的可以不一样。In
that day, the body was considered evil and incapable of honoring God.
用他们的理论说，我们的人的身体是邪恶的，没有能力尊荣神。
Even today, much of that thought still exists, where we believe the word, but we behave like the rest of the world does.
同样的思想当今也存在，我们相信神的话语，但是我们的行为很世俗化。Someone
has said this, it doesn't require much of a man to be a Christian, but it requires all there is of him.
有人曾说过一句这样的话, 做一个基督徒不是献上一部分，而是献上他的所有。It
was also a clean sacrifice.
这里的祭物也是洁净的祭物。Scripture
says, holy and acceptable to God.
经文说是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。Holy
speaks of purity, the kind of unblemished quality. The priest looked for when he was offering a sacrifice in the Old Testament.
圣洁讲的是纯洁，就是在旧约圣经当中，祭司在祭物身上寻找的那种没有瑕疵的一种品质。
The priest would carefully examine the lamb's eyes and ears, its mouth, its feet, and look over its skin, and etc. He was making sure that he was getting a clean and well-pleasing, in other words, acceptable to the Lord.
祭司会仔细地检查羔羊的耳朵、眼睛、脚、嘴巴，还有皮肤等等，确保这个羔羊是洁净的，是被主接纳的。
Holiness is not a denomination.
圣洁不是一种宗派。
It is the mark, it's the price, it's the priority of a surrendered life.
而是奉献神的人该有的记号、代价和首要任务。
This price priority of a surrendered life is seen also in the logical service that's declared.
奉献的人生也是从服侍神那里看出来。
Which is your spiritual worship?
我们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
The word Paul uses to describe the surrendered life is the word from which we get our word logical.
保罗在这里讲奉献的人生用的词 logical, 就是我们后来演变成我们现在用的 logical, 就是逻辑的合理的意思。
What other response to God's love would be appropriate?
对神的爱的回应还有什么比这个更合适的呢？
The natural response to a redeemed life should be of a surrendered life.
我们得救之后最自然的反应就是奉献自己。
And again, back to the hymn, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson what? Stain. He washed it white as snow.
我们再来看一个圣诗，是这样讲的：他替我舍身，罪债全还清，无数罪孽污秽心，他洗我白如雪。
The behaving side of the gospel literally calls for believers to follow.
信仰中行为的一面，实际上就是呼召信徒去跟随。
Many of you might have heard of Jim Elliot.
你们很多人听说过 Jim Elliot。
He was a martyred missionary to the Aka Indians.
他向南美洲奥卡族人宣教时殉道。
Few have heard of his older brother named Bert.
但是很少人听说过他的大哥 Bert.
Bert shares this. When their mother asked Jesus for her sons to be seated at his side, Jesus answered, You do not know what you're asking. Can you drink the cup I am about to drink?To drink.
Bert, 他这么说，当约翰和雅各的母亲问耶稣，他的两个儿子能不能坐在耶稣的左右，耶稣回答说，你不知道所求的是什么，我将要喝的杯，你们要喝吗？
Bert explains as he talks about his brother Jim as having drunk that cup at an early age like James.
Bert 接着说，我觉得我的弟弟 Jim Elliot他在年轻时就殉道，喝了耶稣的杯，像是主的门徒雅各。
James was decapitated as one of the first martyrs of Christ.
门徒雅各，他是第一批为主殉道的人之一。
Jim wrote shortly before his death in his journal, he says, in thee lives the spirit of the great short-lived one. Art thou sufficient for this, O my soul?
Jim Elliot 在他殉道之前，他在他的日记本上这样写道：那些伟大的英年早逝的人的灵魂住在主里，我的心啊，你为此而满足吗？
Bert concludes, he says,I think it's not the length of one's life. It is the consecration of that life.
Bert 总结说，重要的不是生命的长度，而是生命是否完全的奉献。
He says, you can drink that cup by dying like my brother at an early age, or you can drink that cup day by day and year by year as I have done.
他接着说，你可以年轻为主殉道，来喝耶稣的杯，像我的弟弟那样， 或者像我一样日复一日年复一年喝耶稣的杯。
Jim, who died at a very early age to the Aka Indians, his brother Bert and Colleen served as missionaries in Peru for 60 years.
Jim, 他 很年轻时就殉道，但是他的哥哥 Bert 和他的太太 Colleen 他们在秘鲁宣教60年之久。
Both lives were consecrated, surrendered to the Lord.
两种人生都是完全奉献给神。
The third thing,
第三点，
the procedure for a surrendered life.
奉献的人生的过程。
Scripture says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
经文说不要效法这个世界，总要心意更新而变化。
This procedure includes a prohibition.
这个过程包括一个禁止。
He says, do not be conformed to the world.
保罗这里说不要效法世界。
Now, an imperative with a prohibition carries the idea of stop what you are doing.
这个禁令的重点是在说停止我们正在做的事情。
Literally, Paul is telling his readers and he's also telling us to stop letting the world system determine life values and our conduct.
保罗实际上是在向他的读者也包括向我们说停止让世界的法则来决定我们的价值观和行为。
The behaving side of the gospel is not concerned with being politically correct, but it's concerned with being biblically correct.
信仰中行为的一面不在乎于是否政治正确，而在乎是否符合圣经。
You remember Jesus said, friendship with this world is enmity with God.
你可能记得耶稣说过，与世界为友就是与神为敌。
Worldliness is certainly one of the greatest problems most of us will have to face.
世俗化是我们大部分人面对的问题之一。
This procedure for a surrendered life also includes a pronouncement.
奉献的人生也包括一个宣告。
He says, but be transformed.
他在这里说
The word transform comes from morph, another Greek term, and we get metamorphosis from that word.
变化这个词是来自于 morph, 它又是一个希腊词，从这个词我们得到了变形变相的一个英文单词。
This term is only found a couple of times in the New Testament.It's first of all at the transfiguration of Christ, and then secondly where he says from glory to glory.
这个词在新约圣经只出现过几次，第一次是在基督登山变相中出现，第二次是讲的是荣上加荣。
The surrendered life allows the believer to grow more and more into the likeness of Christ through the glorious process of what we call sanctification.
奉献给神的人借着荣耀的成圣的过程变得越来越像基督。
This is something God does in us as we continually surrender our lives to the lordship of Christ.
当我们不断地把我们的生命降服在神的主权之下，神就在我们的生命当中做改变的工作。
The procedure of a surrendered life also includes a process.
奉献的人生也是一个过程。
He says, by the renewal of your mind.
他说心意更新。
This is a process of continually focusing our minds to the things of God.
这个过程是不断地把我们的心思意念专注在神的事情上。
I like how Ron Don calls Philippians 4:8. He calls it God's ponder list.Thinking, you know.
我喜欢 Ron Down 说腓立比书四到四章八节里面讲的，把那个清单叫做思考神的清单。
It is here we are admonished to renew our minds.
在这里，神 劝我们要心意更新。
Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
腓立比书四章八节说，弟兄们，我们还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思想。
The procedure of a surrendered life includes a process of constantly renewing our minds as we saturate our lives with those things of God.
当我们的生命里面充满了神的事情，我们的心意就不断的更新。
Some years ago, there was a man flying in a large airplane, something like a Boeing 747.
很多年前，有一个人坐在一架大飞机上，这架飞机可能是波音747。
He and the gentleman next to him began to converse with one another.
他和坐在他旁边的人开始谈话。
He learned that his companion on this flight was none other than the famed Mr. Wrigley of Wrigley chewing gum fame.
不久他发现跟他说话的这个人就是 Wrigley 先生，大名鼎鼎的 Wrigley 先生，他是以卖口香糖出名。
At some point in the conversation, the man asked Mr. Wrigley a question.
他们谈话了一会儿，这个人开始问 Wrigley 先生一个问题。
Mr. Wrigley, I've often wondered why you continue to spend so much money on advertisements.
Wrigley 先生，我很好奇，为什么你花这么多钱来做广告？
You have the best-selling chewing gum in the world.
你的口香糖是在世界上销量最好的。
I see your ads on television. I hear them on the radio. I see them in the newspapers and even on billboards.
在电视上、收音机上、报纸上，甚至是在广告牌上，我都可以看得见你的广告。
Why do you do that?
你为什么这么做呢？
Mr. Wrigley replied, he said, we're flying in a great airplane.
Wrigley 先生回答说，我们坐在一架大飞机上。
It's climbed to 30,000 feet.
这架飞机爬到了3万英尺的高度。
It's traveling at about 600 miles an hour.
这架飞机以每小时600英里的速度航行。
It has done wonderful things.
这架飞机已经很棒了。
Why don't we just tell the pilot that he can shut the engines down of this great plane?
为什么我们不告诉机长马上把引擎关闭呢？
He went on, if we did, we would plunge to the earth in a fiery crash.
他说，如果我们这么做的话，我们会立即坠机。
He said, no, sir, we want this plane to keep moving and it requires that continued energy to be expended.
他说，不，先生，我们想要这架飞机继续航行，这就需要不断的有能量供应。
That is the way it is with everything, even selling chewing gum.
每件事情都是这个道理，卖口香糖也是如此。
If we quit advertising just because we're doing well, I will stop doing one of the things that has caused us then to do so well.
做广告使我的生意变好了，所以要继续做广告。
You see, we can't just stop and quit anytime we want because we get mad, we get upset, or something happens.
所以你看，我们不能因为事情发生，我们就停止奉献给主。
This is the behaving side of the gospel.
这就是信仰当中行为的一面。
This is the surrendered life.
这就是奉献的人生。
But here's the last point that I want to make.
现在我要讲最后一点。
It's the purpose of a surrendered life.
就是奉献的人生的目标。
That by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
这个目标就是查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
It is God's desire that we enjoy life abundantly as well as eternally.
神渴望我们可以享受丰富而且永恒的生命。
The reason believers are admonished to surrender their lives to the Lordship of Christ is so that we might bless them with heaven's riches blessing.
在这里，神劝勉我们奉献自己在神的主权之下，这样神就可以把天上最丰盛的祝福赏赐给我们。
The term test that I just quoted can be understood as understand experientially or know firsthand.
在这里，查验这个词可以被理解为是亲身经历后明白或直接知道。
First of all, God's will for you is pleasant.
第一，神对我们的旨意是好的。
The term he uses is good. In John 4:10, Jesus said to the Samaritan woman,
在约翰福音四章十节，耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人说，
If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
耶稣说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
You do not have to fear surrendering your life to Christ.
你不必害怕把你的生命奉献给基督。
He only wants for you what is good.
他只想给你那最好的。
The purpose of a surrendered life is that we might discover life's very best in every aspect of life.
奉献的人生的目的是在我们生命的各个方面发现生命的最佳状态。
God's will for you is also proper.
神对我们所存的心意也是可喜悦的。
He says the term is acceptable.
他在这里用的一个字是被接纳的。
The surrendered life is one that is well pleasing to the Lord.
奉献的人生是蒙主喜悦的人生。
It is that life of joy unspeakable, full of,
go ahead,
and full of glory.
这种人生里有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
What greater fulfillment than to know you are fulfilling God's eternal plan, purpose for your life?
知道你正在完成神为你制定的那永恒的计划，还有什么成就比这个更大的呢？
You know what? We can face the storms and uncertainties of life victoriously when we know God is working all things together for our good and His ultimate glory.
你知道吗？当我们知道神让万事互相效力，让我们得益处，也是让他自己得到荣耀，我们就可以在人生的各样的困境和未知当中得胜。
For the surrendered life, God's will is acceptable even when it is difficult.
一个奉献给主的人，虽然生活困难，他也知道神的旨意是好的。
It's acceptable even when we don't fully understand it, right?
虽然我们无法完全理解，神的旨意也是可喜悦的。
The purpose of a surrendered life is that we might discover the joy and the sweet peace of walking in communion with Him in the delight of His acceptable, Scripture says, well-pleasing will.
当我们与神亲密同行，以神那可喜悦的旨意为满足，就可以找到喜乐和甜美的平安。这就是奉献的人生的目的。
God's will for you, lastly, is perfect.
神对你所存的心意，最后一点是纯全的。
Perfect is often translated as complete.
完美这个词常常被翻译为完全。
We see things on the narrow horizon of our present vision.
我们用我们狭窄的视角，肉眼去看待事情。
God sees, you know what? He sees the past, He sees the present, and the future in the context of eternity.
神是在永恒里面看过去、现在和将来。
Only a yielded, surrendered life can discover God's perfect and complete will.
只有降服的、奉献的人生才能发现神完美的、完全的旨意。
Don't fall short of God's best for you by failing to present your life according to Scripture as a living sacrifice unto Him.
将你的生命当作活祭献给主，就不会亏缺神对你所存的那最好的旨意。
That is the behaving side of the gospel.
这就是信仰当中行为的一面。
Let me close with this illustration.
我再给你一个例子做结尾。
Years ago,
很多年以前
there was a 12-year-old girl
有一个12岁的小女孩
who had lost her arms and her legs to a terrible disease.
她得了重病，失去了双臂和双腿。
She heard Billy Graham preach on the radio from this very text.
她在收音机上听到了葛培里牧师讲解这段圣经。
This is how she responded.
她这样向神回应。
Lord, there's not much left of me, but what there is, I give to you.
她说，主啊，我所剩的不多，但是我把我有的给你。
She learned to write with the use of a harness and devoted herself to sharing her faith in Christ by writing hundreds of letters sharing the gospel.
她学习用特殊的工具来写作，她奉献她的一生，写了成千上万的信来分享基督信仰。
She only lived about another 15 years.
她又活了15年。
At the age of 27, she died, and at her death, over 1,500 professions of faith have been recorded through her efforts.
她27岁的时候就去世了，到她离世的时候，超过1,500个人因着她的努力信主。
She, with no arms and no legs, presented her body as a living sacrifice.
这个小女孩她四肢残缺，但是却把自己当作活祭献给神。
When I think of this story, what comes to my mind is an old saying that many of you may have heard.
当我听到这个故事的时候，我就想起来了你们可能听到过的一句话。
To whom much is given, much is required.
这句话说，多给谁就向谁多取。
This is the behaving side of the gospel.
这就是信仰中行为的一面。
The surrendered life.
奉献的一生。
How about you this morning?
你们今天早上怎么样？
Have you surrendered completely?
你们完全的奉献给神吗？
Have you put Christ in your life, but not on the throne?
你们邀请基督到你们的生命当中，却没有坐在你生命的宝座上吗？
Does everything run through you, or does it run through Christ?
你是用自己的能力来做一切的事情，还是靠着基督的能力做这些事情？
The surrendered life is the complete best life for us.
奉献给主的生命是对我们来说是最好最完全的生命。
May God, as He speaks to you today, lead and guide you into tomorrow.
今天当神向你说话的时候，愿神也继续的引导你。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this blessed day.
天父啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your love of your Son, Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你借着你的儿子耶稣基督给我们展示的爱。
Who loved to the point of death.
他为我们死，且死在十字架上。
Father,
父啊，
be with us today.
愿你跟我们在一起。
As we fully give our lives to you as a living sacrifice.
当我们愿意把自己所有的献上给你，当作活祭。
Help us not, Father, to have anything held back.
让我们不要保留任何的事情。
As we surrender our lives to you.
当我们奉献自己献给你。
Bless this body today, Father.
祝福这个主的日子。
Keep them loving you. Keep them coming back to offer their sacrifice before you.
让所有在这里的圣徒都可以爱你，都可以把自己的身体献给你，当作活祭。
Father, thank you for this day once again, and may we honor you with everything that we do.
天父，我们谢谢你，愿我们所做的一切都可以尊荣你。
It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。